When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh my, now I'm here at last. The best time, always gonna be the best.
Hey, Lucky here. It's the Pat and JT Podcast.
Pat and JT Podcast.
Thanks for listening. Tell your friends about our podcast if they don't know about it. We appreciate that too. Rate, review, and subscribe.
Absolutely. And thank you to Centris Federal Credit Union hanging with us. We like working with them and honestly would encourage you to look into them if you're thinking about making a move to a new bank, or maybe you know somebody that's just moved to town and they need to find a bank, or they're looking for something a little more on the local side. They've got 15 locations here and they can help you with everything from just having a bank account to maybe you're looking into your home equity and you want to find a way to, I don't know, you know, do something special for a vacation, or you're looking for the holidays and starting to plan ahead a little bit earlier this year. They can help you out with that. They've got all kinds of ideas for you. Everything federally insured NCUA, equal housing lender.
CentrisFCU.org, 402-334-7000.
Sorry, I got to bring this up because we missed it yesterday. We didn't have time, but we were, and it's not a big deal, but it was an interesting, a lesson in, quick thinking and in self-deprecating, right, humor. Luke Bryan was doing, he was doing a show, country singer, and he was singing, he's walking across the stage, and somebody had their phone on the stage. Why? I don't know. But he stepped on somebody's smartphone, and it slid out from underneath him, and he could have got hurt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's a big dude, so it was like a big bear falling backwards. Like, yeah, he could have got hurt.
All legs went up in front of him, and then he landed on his rear end. Mm-hmm. And he could have gotten hurt. Immediately, though, laughing, hands in the air, like, what the hell just happened? And his band kept playing. They didn't even skip a beat. but he immediately stood up, and then he grabbed the phone, and he held it up. And at first, I don't think people really didn't register that's what he slipped on. You know, he was like, mm-hmm. What is this? And anyway, then he looks at the audience like, anybody catch that? Because everybody has their cameras. Everybody had their phones up. Nobody's watching the show. They're all watching the show through their camera. Anybody catch that?
Yeah. It was so, I mean, he is so funny and so quick and saying that his attorneys will be in touch and that he wants to go viral. So somebody send him the clip.
This is, we're ready to go. Yeah. He was, and he put it up on the big screen. He was playing back somebody's phone and then they zoomed in and they put that on the big screen so everybody could see what happened again. Everybody just laughing, but it could have been really bad. But you think about, remember there was a time that there was some stuff going on, like different artists, like things getting thrown up on stage and hitting them. I can't remember who it was.
Yeah. It was last summer. It was like almost like back to back to back days or weeks where somebody was performing and might've been, it was a couple really, was Nicki Minaj one of them? Or it was somebody big like that. And she ended up throwing her microphone back into the crowd.
Didn't she or something?
It was a drink. Cause then she threw her mic back in the crowd.
Yes. Like, threw her mic.
Mic, dude. That's a $10 drink. And you just pitched a $1,400 Sennheiser dude.
Crazy, crazy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that just, I don't even know why somebody's phone would be sitting on the stage, and especially why it would be sitting on the stage far enough in that it's in his path.
Right. Great. Cause they're probably at the closest, probably 10 feet from the stage. So somebody must have chucked it up there in hopes that he would pick it up, take a selfie and say, whose is this? And give it back to him. But how does your phone even going to survive being chucked 10 feet onto a stage?
I have no idea. I have no idea, but that was, yeah. Give him credit for, he turned it around pretty quick.
Yeah.
But dang. Yeah. So anyway, and obviously because that's what we're starting with, there's not a lot going on. I'm just telling you. We were just looking around trying to find stuff that's going on. Can I say one thing? Can we stop with the wind warnings, by the way? Can we just stop with the wind?
Yeah. The wind is it's crazy.
Now, right now there is nothing is moving outside my office. Can you look out your window? Do you see anything moving?
Trees are moving. Trees are moving on the west side of it. Yeah. But it's been, I just want, it just needs to stop. Like it's been, yesterday was crazy. Sunday was Not so bad. Saturday was nuts.
Yesterday was terrible. Mm-hmm. It was terrible. And so they, and then all of a sudden it's like, we're extending the wind warning one more day. I'm like, God, Nebraska, stop it.
Well, one of the states around us is sucking because it's just blowing across us. Kansas is sucking.
Kansas needs to stop sucking so bad.
So dumb.
12 years old. Baja. And then little shorty, Kate Middleton, no announcements yet. Nothing has come out new. The only thing we
back off a little bit. Like, I know the video's out and there's all that flurry of speculation. Like it was fake. It was this, it was that, but I haven't seen it in the news much about people wondering where she is. Are they just saying like, whatever, she'll show up when she shows up. If she shows up.
I haven't seen anything like, you know, you're right about that. Cause at first when the video came out, everybody was really suspicious about the production of the video.
Yeah.
Which led to more questions instead of answering any questions. It created more questions. Nobody doubting that she's ill, but just not really, I don't know, appreciating the manner in which they're putting out any information. And it's been since Christmas now since anybody's seen her, except for and Elda said too, that fake visit to the farmer's market was supposedly Kate. Nobody's causing an uproar about that. It's like, okay, it's like that's fake. Okay, we're busted, and they went away.
Right. And nobody's like, okay, who was that?
Yeah.
Who is he out laughing with, buying corn with in a farmer's market?
Who were they? Were they staging it, or was he legit out with somebody else? But it was just kind of like, okay, yeah, let's just put a video out and it'll be, you know, we'll have William walking with this girl, and she kind of looks like Kate from, you know, like 40 yard Kate from 40 yards. She looks just like her. So we got 40 yard Kate and we've got Will, and we're just going to pass it off as her. So everybody will shut up.
Kind
and
of
everybody
Kate.
Went. Yeah, everybody was like, no, that's not her. Everybody, and so then they just go, okay, you're right.
Nope, try it again. Shucks, if it wasn't for those meddling kids, we would have gotten away with it.
We almost got away with it. So no, but they put out a picture of Louis today because it's his 6th birthday. So that's why it's kind of top of mind. It's like, hey, where's Kate?
Right. Where's Kate? So like with the royal family, maybe you don't know this or not, but like
I probably
if that was, if it was... Say make it the president family, the whatever, the people in the
circle. Yeah.
If it was Jill Biden or one of the daughters of or something like that of the president's family, and something was going like this, do they on the royal side or do they have more of an obligation to the people to be forthright with what's going on with someone in the royal family because of who they are? Like, do they at some point need to address something and say what's going on? Because she just can't go MIA for 2 years and like no answers.
No. Yeah. The way I look at it is, yes, they're working royals. They have obligations, appearances, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And so other royals have to pick up the slack. And Anne's been the one that's been picking up the slack for both, because Will has been doing much, actually for three, because Will hasn't been doing much either. And the king is battling his own cancer. And then with Kate out. So Anne has been the one that's been really stepping up because her brother is a dirtbag. And so they don't want him out there. And so you don't have Harry because they kicked rocks and went across the pond, right? Yeah. And said, you know, screw you. And so they're not being brought back into the fold. So
I saw something that someone invited them to bring the kids back next time they come or something. Did I make that up? Or I thought I saw that like on Twitter, like just kind of scanning through there quickly.
Harry and Meghan, let's see. Invitation. Was there an invitation? Harry and Meghan invitation to, I don't know where, England. I don't know.
I don't know what it was, but I thought I saw this.
Oh, next. Yeah. Okay. Here it was. Prince William and Kate Middleton want Harry and Meghan with the children, Archie and Lilibet, to visit the royal family in the UK to mend the rift. Meghan declined the invitation. That was in earlier this month.
And she declined it?
She declined it. Meghan has declined
it. Savage.
Oh, that's
savage.
What do they call him? Let's see. They call him, what are the names of the kids? Invisibet and I can't remember what they call Archie.
I thought when you were saying, what do they call him? I'm like, they call that being a bitch.
Because she can't produce, because there's still the whole quandary of the children. I think they're afraid to be in the presence of the family and answer questions, because once they're there, they're kind of a captive audience.
Yeah.
Right. And they can't.
Oh man. What?
Ignore them and have to answer some questions because nobody's met the little girl.
The drama that people create in their lives for seemingly, from what we know, absolutely no reason. Why? And they
no good reason.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's where that stands. So yes, you're right, Megan. Except Megan's jelly's out there, and or jam or whatever it is she made. Apparently, it has a problem with the labels; they keep falling off.
That's weird. Funny, labels stick to Megan pretty good.
Right? Yeah, she's really good with labels.
Yeah, she's great with labels.
Get that label to stick. So we'll try another one. Anywho, and then, okay, now let's go to this next one, because you brought this to the table talking about The Voice on television. I haven't been watching it on NBC at all, but they had blind auditions on The Voice. They started last month, and now they're on TV.
And they're back up
brought
to that.
Brought a local connection.
Dude, we don't watch usually these competition shows unless something pops up where a local person's on it. And there's a guy named Brian Olson out of Lincoln, and he was, and I believe it's like the worship leader. That may be not his title, but that's what he did at the church, Brian Church in Lincoln. And Beth grew up in that church. Like, that was her church. And I think he stopped in 2020 or 2021 working at Brian or being the leader there. And I'd seen him, you know, many times when we went to services there, and he was incredible. Just thinking this guy's an amazing performer and singer. And then he pops up on The Voice and just blew them out of the water on the first round, to the point where they gave him the pass. They all four chairs turned, and they gave him a pass to the knockouts, which started this week. And his performance was last night. And he, of course, you know, killed it. And he sang Africa. And I mean, Beth and I watched it probably four or five times. Didn't even watch the rest of them. We just kept going back, because it was one of those things you couldn't not smile when you watched it. It was great.
So they say Brian Olson, he's 49. And he went to UNL, and he's joking. He's possibly the oldest contestant, possibly. I can't think of who else would be in the running there, but
especially this year, there's not. I haven't seen one that old. Yeah.
So did he start with Adele's song?
Rolling in the Deep, I think, was his song. Yeah, was his. He's only had two songs. He had that one, and that's got him through to the knockouts. And then he had.
So he used to be the lead guitar player for the Newsboys. It's a Christian band.
Yeah.
And he said his oldest daughter was the reason he kind of made it through the last few years, because his marriage ended, 24-year marriage ended. And this was kind of a weird thing. This wasn't on his game plan for this year. Mm-hmm. Right? It's kind of a joke that he kind of went and he decided to give it a shot. Have you heard that?
Yeah. Yeah. He wasn't planning on it. I think I may have this wrong, but I think it was his daughter had a lot to do with it. Auditioning. Yeah. And she's in a band in Lincoln too. And she was there with her dad the first night. And after he performed and knocked it out of the park, he brought her on. He's like, yeah, my daughter's in a band. And they go, bring her out. And so then they sang a duet of something, and her voice is just spectacular also. Too. Yeah. So her last night, he was at some bar in Lincoln, the Bourbon or something like that, at a watch party. And then his daughter's band was going to perform afterwards. Oh, so I'd love to see her band, because her voice is very good. It's just, I mean, like her dad. Incredible.
Let's see. Brian Olson, Jaden Olson. Let me pull her up real quick of what band she is in. What band are you in, Jaden? I don't know. I'm not seeing it right offhand, but anyway, so you might want to take a look at that. Cause yeah, he's the first one from Nebraska to make it to this level since I think Hannah Houston was in 2017. Do you believe that?
And she made it, I think, to the top, the final
she
three.
Was third. She was third overall. Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. But I think.
He's on John Legend's team.
It's so cool. It's so cool to sit. And when they pan the judges, when he's singing specifically, like they're, Chance the Rapper is like in a trance. Like he's just knocking his head, bobbing his head.
And
He's in a chance trance. And Reba is just, doesn't close her mouth. Like she's just, and then John Legend is just pumped. And then it's just, you can just
Dan and Shay were the other ones, right?
And Dan and Shay, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, he's on team Team John Legend.
Team John Legend.
Team
yeah.
Legend.
So my prediction is he's going to win the whole thing. Cause I, there's like a girl that's a really good singer, but she's a totally different vibe and she doesn't have stage presence. He, cause he's been on, you know, doing worship for 20 years. And Nick, he knows how. There's one part in Africa when it, as soon as he did it, it reminded me, it's like flashback to being, seeing him on stage and getting the crowd involved in a worship song. Like he got to this point in the song and he's just like yelled, like sing it like that, like he would at church, and the whole crowd just starts singing and his background singers, like it was a deal,
right? It,
Goosies on top
he's
of
got
Goosies.
The spirit in him.
He does.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. He does. And a cool mohawk too, by the way.
And the mohawk also, I noticed that. I mm-hmm. saw that too. So yep. All right, so maybe a reason to watch The Voice now.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool. So there you go. So made it.
That was it. Slick quick 15. That's what we'll call it.
There you go.
All right, you guys. Thanks for listening. Rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast and share it. And we'll be back here tomorrow. Have a great one.
Pat and JT Podcast, a Huda Media production.